Me Governor Mills, Trump is not the law, his administration is not rational. By Pam Kee on April 14, 2025. Governor Janet Mills, DeMe, said Monday on MSNBC's Morning Joe that President Donald Trump is not the law and his administration's actions were not rational while discussing their transgender athletes' dispute. Mills said, "Very unexpectedly, the president called on me to answer a question that was unrelated to the topic at hand. I've been to the White House and talked to President Trump before. President Biden, President Obama, several presidents. Always been a good conversation, exchange of ideas. This was different, very different, and when he said, I am the law, basically, we are the law, my jaw dropped. And I thought, you know, I've been a district attorney, attorney general, defense attorney, and now governor. And I always have respect for the, I've always had respect for the rule of law. And that just boggled my mind to say that I am the law. Every fifth grade civics student knows that there are three branches of government and that the chief executive is required by the Constitution to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Not to make the laws, not to invent the laws or reinterpret the laws by tweet or Instagram post or press release or executive order. She continued, he's not allowed to do that, so when he reinterpreted Title IX, I support Title IX. I have spent my career, the better part of my career, defending and protecting the rights of women and girls in health care, in employment, housing, credit and the like, and I'm appalled. I was appalled at his interpretation that he can just reinvent the law. So when we started getting letters from the Department of Agriculture, Department of Education, Department of Health and Human Services saying, you better behave or else, and then we got this letter on April 2nd from Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of Agriculture, and which some have referred to as a ransom note. The tone of it and the substance were rather appalling. And the very next day she threatened to cut off funding for all education. The very next day, because there are maybe two, at most two, transgender athletes competing in Maine schools right now. They decided to shut off funding for our school nutrition program, the school lunch program entirely, on which 172,000 Maine school children rely for their school meals. Mills added, the other thing judge said was, look, the statute. The law says if you don't like what a state or entity is doing over here, you can't take their funds away over here. It's like they also sent us a letter about the Department of Corrections, because they found out there's a transgender individual in our prisons. And on account of that, they're stopping funding for the program that allows women inmates to bond with their children. So why would you punish women inmates over here because of something happening over there? It's not rational, and the judge said the law, the federal statute, doesn't allow you to do that. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.